Okay, we can story. This is getting really surreal here, but it's my style. In the story, we have this. Who is the writer of this story? Well, you may see a name, Priyavrata. But who is that? Somebody inside here now, maybe it's Piyo himself who speaks. Well, maybe it's me. Or me in whatever reality I am actually in now. Get it? He's laughing, a little crumbish here. A little slight bit of mad scientist, mad genius. And just in case you're thinking about it, and he's in close up there, and then we are in Peel's apartment. A special squad team, or whatever they call them in his country, smash in his door, come in, grab him, handcuff him, his usual thing. Everything you say can be used against him. He knew it was coming because he has been here. Looking at this cartoon, this graphical novel that kind of broke all the rules. And yes, then they take him in for interrogation. So he's sitting there in a dark room with a spot in his face, and you know, you are propagating enemy false information, you know, this propagandistic, this is what we call terrorism. And he's, you know, going like, I demand speak to my lawyer. And he says, sorry, but you're under the Terrorism Act law now, and until we find out who you actually are and are working for, you're virtually gone from the surface of the earth. And then he sits there and he says, well, why am I here? And they show him this graphic novel that you're reading right now. Because this is being said inside. That's why I said it's getting surreal. It's said inside that dual road. But, you know, this is a teamwork. I was just the founder of a of this foundation. And the idea of the foundation is to support and stimulate and inspire and provide a platform for people with similar ideas to cooperate in projects. And this is one of those projects. But who made this? It's a heavy guy coming up now. I said, no. I hardly even know. I mean, we have built this collaboration, online collaboration platform, and working, you know, on the available such collaboration tools like Google, and it goes on a little. I don't know. And once you got a clearance for a project, then you can work freely. You want to develop a character in a story, then yep, here that character is. And you can run that character in the story if you like. And then interact with others. This is like a big game, you see. And then this heavy guy stands there, you're bullshitting me. Now this is how we work nowadays. I mean, these ideas that come up in this graphic novel here, they just come up. It's a collective mind behind it. I mean, welcome to the 2026. So, I mean, if you remove me from this, you will see it's still going on. It's from our side, you know, chaos. I was the founder back then. It was an artistic experiment, you could say. And I still think it's a very interesting one that others can do too. Are there any logs showing who made what character and feature and part of this story and got the information that it is based on? Another even bigger guy comes up. No, we don't have any such logs. I know, because I was part of... designing that, programming the infrastructure that this foundation uses. You know, it's just a collaboration tool, and it's made for Vaishnavas. Who trust each other. That's like the... qualities that roll and uphold. The Vaishnava community, we're all devotees of God and the Vaishnavas, each other. Yep. Now he speaks into the camera. It's really surreal here, okay? Because they have a camera there in that interrogation room, right? And he's starting to look a little like, you know, maybe they have even an old camera, so he looks a little like one of those captured by terrorists or whatever, tied up to a chair. And he said, so now, what do you want me to say to the public? It's up to you. You're in power. You can capture old eccentric artists who only want to do some good. You know, that's how we artists are. We paint paintings that look nice and make people happy. And this is what this is. And if those who came in there, you know, we have discussion forums. We have all these exchange forums nowadays on the in the online world, you may have noticed. And some of them are still free. You know, the freedom of speech and all that. And I think you just need to accept that fact that this is going to remain so. Do you want to pay some whack-a-mole here? You can do so, but they will just pop up more. Somewhere else, when you can hit one down. Learn from history. Times are changing. And the real nice thing with this online network that can be used to shape reality in our minds through those screens and whatever is that we can also use it to enlighten each other and share good things and learn how things work in the world. Isn't that what life is about? So now we can put, this can turn into a situation where he is now starting to shine there like a little angel, you know, representing the dharmic good forces. The room becomes a little brighter and the dark men are up there against the wall, you know, a little bit like from some old mad comics book, you know, The Shadow or something. Trench coats and hats down with the black faces and just white eyes there looking evil, now looking scared. Hey, this is getting fun. So then, back to our old PR. in the room there, or wherever he was, I don't remember. So yeah, it's maybe on a walk or something. This is kind of the idea behind this foundation, Sankirtan Foundation, and this Priyavrata label, which you can find here, priyavrata.se. That mystical figure. Or is he a collective mind? Or her? Maybe a virtual angel on earth. Here to shine light and truth among us. One of the many who now walk on earth, spreading light and love. Yeah.